As you know, Perry Mason is following a secret trail, which can lead him to a key figure in JT's crime syndicate. We'll join Perry Mason in just a few moments. First, the man Mason is seeking enters a dingy side street saloon, elbows his way to the crowded bar, speaks to the very short young man who barely comes to his shoulder.
Hello, Junior.
What? Well, Mr. Jansen. Gee, hello, Mr. Jansen.
Hello, Junior.
What do you have, Mr. Jansen?
Nothing for me. I never touch the stuff.
Are you kidding?
Nope. Let's go back in where we can talk.
Anything you say, Mr. Jansen. We can go in here. You back with the outfit, Mr. Jansen?
That's right. I've been looking for you.
Okay, go ahead and say it.
Say what, kid?
How hard it is to find a little squirt like me.
This is Gus Jansen, Junior. Now, did you forget the kind of guy I am since I went away?
Oh, no, sir. But I always worked for Gordy, and I got used to his... You got something for me, Mr. Jansen?
Yeah. I'm working for Gordy now.
Come again?
I work under Gordy now. That's what the big boss says.
Why, Gordy always worked under you, and all the guys used to say that... Oh, Gordy's not 1, 2, 3 to you, Mr. Jansen.
Nice to hear you say it, Junior. But now we got work to do, so all set? Gordy wants us to pick up some 1953 models, medium-low price stuff. Get the boys together and spot them for me, okay?
Me get the boys together?
I'm making you manager for my spotters. You think you can handle it?
Oh, you just watch me, Mr. Jansen.
We gotta keep Gordy happy. What's the matter? Don't you care if Gordy's happy?
I'm working for you now, Mr. Jansen.
Well, you used to do special work for him.
Used to.
You quit him, Junior?
I still work on the cars. But I've been too busy to do special jobs for Mr. Weber.
Well, how'd you like to do a little special work for me?
Anything you say, Mr. Jansen. Why, you always treated me like a man.
Anything, kid? Even if it means walking behind Gordy?
Just tell me what you want.
Well, it's like this, Junior. I'm working for Gordy now, but I don't like working for Gordy, you know?
I know.
So we'll kind of check up on Gordy, and, well, that's later on. But maybe you can tell me this for now. Gordy used to be good friends with the girl handling entertainment at the club, Tony Fascina.
Yeah. Yeah, they were real chums.
Still that way?
No, not lately. Gordy's been watching a redhead.
Kate Beekman?
Yeah, that's her. He's been so busy watching her, he's got no time for Miss Fascina. Miss Fascina don't like it.
Not bad.
You know Miss Fascina?
Slightly. Not nearly as well as I'm going to know her, you know. Junior, can you slip me her address?
Sure, swell.
I'm going to drop in on her tonight.
Meanwhile, across the street from a neighborhood drugstore...
There's Lieutenant Halverson, Chief.
Yes, I see him. All right, hop out, Della. Mr. Mason, Miss Street.
Yes. Hi, Lieutenant.
Let's go, Halverson.
Mind telling me what's up?
I'll tell you as we go along. This drugstore belongs to Mr. Scott.
I can read the sign.
Mr. Scott is withholding information. He lied to Paul Drake when Paul questioned him, so we are going to lie to Mr. Scott to pry him loose.
What are we going to lie to him about?
Well, I'm taking a chance, but it's like this. The girl got out of a cab here the night she disappeared. Now, the driver didn't see her go inside the drugstore, but I am certain that she did.
We tell the druggist that the driver did see her go inside. Hmm?
Yes, and I want you to back me up because I think he's an honest man.
Now, wait a minute. He lied to your man.
Yeah, Paul checked, and we think that he's honest. And an honest man who steps out of line is impressed with the authority of an officer of the law.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to beat him over the head with me? Hmm?
Because he lied to us.
Yeah.
Because Lord only knows what's happened to that girl, and because we've got to find her before we can smash the syndicate. You in or out?
Let's go.
Not many people.
Oh, well, he's ready to close up. Oh, he's in the prescription room, Don. You take it and be a little tough, huh?
Right.
Yes?
I'm Police Lieutenant Halverson. We want to talk to you.
Yes, of course. Police?
That's right. Here's my identification.
Oh, don't flash that in here. Come back to my office.
No, this is okay.
Please, Lieutenant, just behind the partition.
All right, you lead the way.
Watch the front, Billy.
Okay, Mr. Scott.
This is Mr. Perry Mason, an attorney, and Miss Street, a secretary.
We'll come right to the point, Mr. Scott. There is a misunderstanding.
Oh?
On your part. The Drake Detective Agency is conducting an investigation for me.
Agency? Well, I understood you're a policeman.
Lieutenant Halverson here is a police officer. Now, Halverson is ready to take over if he's forced to. I'm trying to locate a young woman. I don't know her name. I do know her description.
Oh, yes. She... Mr. Drake asked me, but I told Mr. Drake...
That you didn't see her. But you must have forgotten. Because we also know the girl in question cut her hand on the night she disappeared. We know she took a cab to this address, came inside, and you treated her for the cut. The date was October 28th.
Well, that's preposterous.
Yes, I quite agree. Your statement is preposterous. Since we know she did come here
now,
and...
Now, see here, Mr. Mason, I don't know what you've been told.
The taxi driver saw her leave his cab. He watched through the window as she came back and spoke to you. He saw her and you very clearly.
The man's lying.
What?
The taxi driver's lying. Or perhaps mistaken.
The driver was positive, didn't you think, Lieutenant?
He convinced me as much as he did you, Mr. Mason.
Well, if you choose to believe a taxi driver instead of a reputable...
A man is a man, no matter what he does.
And we're at loggerheads. I say I never saw the girl. Driver says I did. It's my word against his.
All right, Lieutenant, we'll have to do it your way. Good night, Mr. Scott. Come, Mr. Street. You can get going immediately, Lieutenant.
Just a minute. What do you mean, handle it his way?
Why, the police way, Mr. Scott. Lieutenant Halverson will bring a crew of his men to the neighborhood, question the neighbors, your customers.
That's an outrage. I don't have to submit.
The lieutenant has no choice. It's his duty to learn if you or the cab driver is lying.
Now, just a minute. Please sit down, sir. Sit down, Mr. Mason.
You have something to say, Mr. Scott?
I only want justice, Mr. Mason. A man's occupation does have a bearing. You're a professional man.
Mm-hmm. And if the police want to investigate me, they will do it. Just as they'll investigate you.
But you don't understand. I have something to tell you. As a matter of fact, I'm in an awkward position, but I feel you're due an explanation. There was an unfortunate episode here in the neighborhood 3 years ago, and unfortunately, I was implicated. Only in a way, you understand. Only in a way.
What happened?
Well, as a matter of fact, one of our customers, a young lady, attempted to take her life. She used a barbiturate, sleeping pills. I sold them to her.
That's against the law.
Oh, well, she had a prescription, but she had forged the signature. Unfortunately, this occurred at a time when there was much publicity in regard to the dispensation of narcotics, and through no fault of my own, you understand...
Some of the publicity rubbed off on you?
That's it, exactly. And it was unfortunate because the success of a neighborhood pharmacy depends on the trust of one's customers. Now, you see that, Mr. Mason. It was terribly embarrassing, terribly. My business fell off appreciably as a result.
What happened to her?
The girl who tried to do away with herself? I really don't know. But as I was saying, naturally, you understand why I'm particularly sensitive to publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew you would understand, Lieutenant. I'm sorry I can't
be
an
assistant. All right, let's go, Mr. Mason. I got work to do.
Lieutenant, are you going to make an investigation after I've explained?
All that didn't mean a thing to me, Doc.
But you can't. Mr. Mason, I appeal to you.
Oh, I don't tell the lieutenant what he can or can't do. But I'll tell you this. If I could, I would tell him to go ahead.
Mr. Mason,
we need to find that girl, Mr. Scott. She can lead us to members of a criminal syndicate. That is more important than you, or me, or any one person. If you cooperate, we'll do what we can to protect your privacy. Persist in being stubborn. It's your reputation.
So that's it. You dare threaten me. I call on you to witness this man's bald threat. Will you pay for this, Mr. Mason? I'll see you haled into court.
That may be. And I'll take my chances. This is more important than any of us, and that goes for me also. However, I'm not really worried, because I think I have the winning hand. I think I've got a cinch, so I'm checking it to you.
Mr. Mason...
I'm calling your bluff, Mr. Scott. Here and now. Now, what are you going to do, Mr. Scott? Call or fold up?
Well, what do you think Mr. Scott's answer will be? As you can tell, there'll be important and exciting developments in the immediate future. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?